Welcome to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.
Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to the Inside Iowa Show. My name is Kim Chase. Two special guests today, Becky Brommel, who is a board member with Komen Greater Iowa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Tobias Cross, who is the event organizer for From the Barrel.
That's right.
Now, so, From the Barrel Des Moines.
Yep, so From the Barrel is the name of the event, and it's Des Moines Whiskey Festival. You know, we're very proud to have it here.
Excellent. Very good. So the first question I wanted to ask is, how did that come about, that you guys would be together?
Well, Tobias and our events organizer at Komen Greater Iowa went to high school together, and, you know, Iowa's a small town, so lots of things come together that way.
Because it's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we're lucky enough to live in Des Moines where a lot of people know each other, and it works out great for everybody that way.
Well, and something else to keep in mind is I know that October is a big month for Komen Greater Iowa. It's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It took years and years and years and years for you guys to get there. It's a pretty big deal, but all year long, you do have events to continue raising funds.
Absolutely. You know, breast cancer for any survivor is not just a one day or a 1 month event. It's a lifelong situation. And so we work on events and work on mission activities all throughout the year. And of course, that culminates in October with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is in one of our big events, which is Race for the Cure, Des Moines. And we also have other races around the state. We have a race in Ottumwa in May and a race in the Quad Cities in June. And we have various other events throughout the year as well. And we're looking forward to this whiskey event as our new event of the year.
You raise the funds to continue not only the research, but the advocacy. We need to know these things, I guess, when you talk about the funds raised, what all is being done, and have you seen progress moving forward?
Absolutely. So, Komen Greater Iowa, the funds we raise here, 75% stay in our service area, which includes all 99 counties of Iowa, a few counties in South Dakota and Nebraska over in the Siouxland area, and then also a few counties in the Quad Cities area. So we're covering a lot of ground. Last year alone, we gave out over $326,000 in grants to programs here in Iowa, and those spanned all over Iowa. We had central Iowa, we had those in the Siouxland area, and then we also had programs in eastern Iowa and Illinois. So we are catching everybody, and these are all programs that relate to giving free mammograms, patient navigation, making sure that individuals can make their appointments. Many of us don't understand sometimes the difficulties in just making it to an appointment, child care, transportation issues. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of programs that we help fund that ensure that these individuals who wouldn't otherwise get a mammogram are getting them or are getting follow-up when they need it.
Having that support team.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then the other 25% goes to national research, and that is extremely important. I know from a personal situation, I have a sister that's living with metastatic breast cancer, and the medications that she is on now are ones that have just been discovered as a result of research within the last few years.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you that, if you didn't mind, if you did have a personal connection then.
I do. I have two sisters. I'm one of six kids, and there's three of us girls, and two of the girls have had breast cancer. I'm the only one who has not yet had breast cancer in my family as a female. Both of my sisters were diagnosed at the very young age of 44. And so it is very important to me. That's how I got involved in Komen. It's very important to me to fight not only for those people who don't have access to care. Luckily, both of my sisters had good access to care, but also to fight for that research because, you know, often my sister's life and many other women's lives who are living with metastatic breast cancer depend on it.
Explain that term, Becky.
Sure. Metastatic breast cancer is when the breast cancer has spread to other parts of your body, and it cannot be cured at that point unless we find a cure for breast cancer.
But it can be maintained.
It can be maintained. It is much like any other diseases. You stay on medication, you get scanned regularly, and that's the whole point, is to hopefully maintain it.
Let me ask, if I'm going to get too nosy here, if you don't mind, but what about going back? So
No, my mom died of colon cancer at a young age, but no, and we also do not have the gene. So I know many people want to get checked for the gene, and that's great, and I think that's important. It also should not be something that if you don't have the gene, you don't think you're ever going to get breast cancer.
Right. So, I mean, one of the most important things we talk about when you do come in is just make sure you go in there and you get screened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you do have a history, I know I have additional screening, obviously, with my, now my family history that the average person maybe doesn't have. And so screening is individual for each person. Some people need more or different types of screening than just your regular mammogram. But it's very important to talk with your doctor about that and to, at a minimum, get a mammogram.
Right. Do you worry?
Of course. I'm just a couple of years away from being 44, which is that magic age when both of my sisters were diagnosed. And so it is concerning, but I stay on top of it with the scans. I actually get scans every 6 months, which is
good,
probably unusual for someone of my age. But I've been very lucky to have good insurance and good physicians who support that kind of protocol for me.
It is the age of 40, right, Becky, that they suggest that you start?
The numbers seem to change all the time,
right,
in terms of recommendations.
And again, depending on family history.
Yes. So we encourage that 40 is a good number. Some people may need it earlier if they had a parent or a sibling or an aunt or a grandma that was diagnosed at a younger age. So those are very important conversations that each individual woman and man. It's also important to remember that men do get breast cancer.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's much rarer, obviously, but 1 in 5 women in Iowa will have breast cancer in her lifetime, and that's higher than the national rate of 1 in 8. And so I think it's very important that we here in Iowa recognize that and do whatever we can to help make that number decrease, and eventually we'd like to see it go away.
Absolutely. So, Tobias, one of that number of 75%, that was one of the, when I was asking how the two of you got together, the organizations and the organizer, but that magic number was important to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when we do anything in Iowa, we like to see it stay here, and to pick a charity or a beneficiary that was able to provide that to us was huge. I mean, it blew us away the first time that we heard that number.
And then did you say you had a personal connection?
Actually, I don't have a personal connection, but you never know.
Right.
And so to pick something that gives back such a big impact was also very important to us. It just made a lot of sense.
Now, is this the first time you've done anything a little bit different than this event?
Yeah, certainly. I don't think we've ever had a whiskey event before.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, and so we're looking forward to it. It's something different. I think we're always looking for something that will help us get some people that maybe aren't familiar with the organization or don't know us beyond Race for the Cure.
That's
because
a great idea.
Komen is much bigger than Race for the Cure. I mean, obviously, Race for the Cure is
Absolutely.
Extremely important to us. But we want to make sure people understand that this is a continuing organization and that we are fighting all year long.
Well, yes, and I like what you said, Tobias, over the fact that you don't know.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do not get involved until, you know, not intentionally, just because life is busy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life's busy. And you could go this whole time and not know when really if you attended an event and it was almost it was put in front of you, you're able to then start to think about it. Where if it wasn't, the partnership wasn't there, you might not ever think about it.
That's awesome. So, okay, November 2nd, November 3rd, but on November 2nd, something special is going on for Komen Greater Iowa.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So our first night of Des Moines Whiskey Festival is, it's called Women in Whiskey. It was designed to bring a larger audience of women into the whiskey world and then also benefit a great cause with such a big impact. I mean, those were the two things, is how can we bring more of that over, and then how can we make a splash? And so far, things are looking pretty good in both of those senses. So
wonderful. So people would get a ticket?
Yes. So you can jump on our Facebook or our website or on Tickley, anywhere, search From the Barrel or Des Moines Whiskey Festival, Google it in any way, and you'd buy a ticket for Friday. And the ticket for Friday, 10% goes back to Susan G. Komen automatically. We also have a special whiskey pink drink that is going to be available that night, and 100% of the proceeds from that drink go back to Susan G. Komen also, and that was a gift of the River Center, which is great. That's where the event is held.
Oh, right. We do need to tell you that's the River Center, and that's downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful venue, brand new venue, what I would call just across the street from I always call it Sec Taylor Stadium still, but Principal Park.
Right.
And they've done a great job of being so accommodating to us, and they were jumped right in to do that. And then Emma at Tickley, who is our ticket provider, has put big donation buttons all over when you buy tickets. And those are the three ways that we're trying to raise income for Susan G.
So what will the evening be like? So, if, like, say for somebody who's like whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. The evening is going to be really cool. We know that whiskey can kind of be in your face a little bit. And so we've designed a 5-course dinner that is prepared by 5 different female chefs in Des Moines. And each chef has picked a whiskey that they are pairing their dish to. So your ticket for Friday night includes all 5 courses, all 5 whiskey pairings, and then we're actually having a concert to follow, which that entertainer will come out very soon.
Ooh, it's a secret right now.
Yes, yes. And I love country music, and so everything I'm pushing for is very on that realm of country entertainment for both days.
That's good to know. Though this event could not only educate you then, but on breast cancer. I'm guessing that you'll be on hand somewhere there.
Yes, we will certainly have lots of people on hand. I know I already have my table bought and filled up with family members. So
yes, and Susan G has a table too. There's going to be survivors and speakers and executives. Part of the night is dedicated for them to talk to us and educate us on what goes on, along with enjoying the whole night as a whole.
And so get educated on whiskey.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and it's neat because, you know, you think about that and you're thinking like, woohoo! Drink it out of the jug.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
There's a refined side to everything, isn't
absolutely.
There's
a strong class side to it, and it's not like they're huge shots of whiskey. They're pre-prepared, you know, tasting samples that are designed to tell you and learn about the whiskey and enjoy it in a certain way paired to that dish, along with all day Saturday. You know, we're doing the same stuff. So
you drink whiskey much, Becky?
I actually do not. My dad is a big whiskey drinker, but I do not. But I'm looking forward to trying it.
Sounds awesome. Now, if you are just tuning into the Inside Iowa show, Becky Brommel, who is a board member with Coleman Greater Iowa, and Tobias Cross, who is the organizer for From the Barrel Des Moines.
Yep, From the Barrel Des Moines Whiskey Festival.
Des Moines,
yeah,
Whiskey,
it's a
Festival.
Long name, and it'll be shortened a little later. But
I like it, but we say Des Moines because this has happened in other places? Or?
Yeah, there's a lot of whiskey festivals kind of all over, you know, New York and Chicago, California, Texas, and then obviously Tennessee and Kentucky. They have huge ones.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Des Moines hasn't had anything like this where whether you're a bar owner or a person or someone that really just enjoys whiskey, wants to experience new things, they've never had an opportunity to come try that from all the different, whether it's local or national places. And so we wanted to organize the event to do so.
You think we're going to try to make it this is the inaugural?
This is the first one, yes. This
Woo!
Is our first one.
Maybe it'll be a great, everything will go great.
It is. Things look really good. To tell you the truth, years 2, 3, and 4 have already started planning, and just because that year 1 has just taken off so far, and we're very excited to continue it on.
So is it dsmwhiskeyfest.com?
That's right. That's our website. Okay. You can find us there. Also on Facebook. It's Facebook's, I think it's / From the Barrel,
okay.
And you can find us on there too. And Women in Whiskey has its own event. Put it up with Susan G. Komen, and so there's email blasts and all kinds of things. You can find us in a lot of ways.
Okay. And then before we wrap up today, Becky, yeah, of course, going into the big month of October for the Komen Greater Iowa, did you have another event you wanted to speak of?
Yes, I just wanted to remind everybody that we do have our annual, and this is, I believe, the 27th or 28th year of the Komen Des Moines Race for the Cure, and that is down at the State Capitol grounds on Saturday, October 27th. It's in the morning. It starts, the timed race starts at 9, and if you want to come a little later and start at 9:30 for the untimed race, we'd like to have you there, and you can sign up for that on our website, comangreateriowa.org.
All right. Now, folks, what do you think that we should mention in this last minute we have that we may have not mentioned yet?
I just hope that everybody not only thinks about the fact that they could potentially be the person with breast cancer, but somebody else in your family or one of your friends is likely to have breast cancer in their lifetime. And so we are all impacted by it, even if you haven't been yet. So we ask that you consider that and come out to the race, come out to the Women in Whiskey event, and follow us on Facebook as well to kind of check in with all of our events and with our survivors that we highlight through our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, and you got to hear some of the great stories, too. Tobias, what about you?
I just think that we'd like to say that it's 2 days long. It's our first year. We're so excited to see everybody come out, and we're excited to have a good time and try some whiskeys.
Great. They can get their tickets right off of the website?
That's right. So tickets on the website, tickets on the Facebook. You could even give us a call. You know, okay. Everything is listed, so we'll be here.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope it's just a wonderful success.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Until next week, this has been Inside Iowa.
Thanks for listening to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.